A romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
There's a man on a deserted island with a gun and an impossible mission.
But you're not going to hear about any of that because this is the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Review Podcast. I'm Mariano.
I'm
that's
Keith.
Jordan, that's Keith.
Oops.
And we're excited to be here again today to review two movies, which I'm not sure which one of you guys wants to dive into these, but let's get moving.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited. These are two movies. No spoilers this time. You don't know how we feel about it.
All right.
But right now we're going to get into Mike and Dave's Need Wedding Dates.
Yes.
And Green Room.
Yes. Yes.
Starring people that you have heard of before.
Yes. Green Room stars Patrick Stewart and Anton Yelchin. And Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Well, that stars the great Zac Efron and Adam Devine.
Is it Efron or Efron? I thought it was Efron. Zac Efron.
What did I say?
Oh. Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron. There you go.
Hey, there we go. Yeah.
As Dave Stengel and Adam Devine as Mike Stengel. Watch how it goes with Anna Kendrick as Alice and Audrey Plaza as Tatiana.
There you go. Yeah. Let's all talk in that voice.
I like that, but you got to give it more of a break. Played Tatiana.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you're right. Played Tatiana. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. That proper emphasis. Okay. So.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the coaching. I appreciate that, Mariano. Yeah. So
we're doing Mike and Dave's first.
Yes, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Yes, man. Where do we begin? Directed by Jake Szymanski, who also directed 7 Days in Hell, which is a TV movie, Beef, a TV series, and an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So,
yeah,
that's his pedigree, you know. There you go. So this movie is based kind of off a true story.
How true is that story?
Well, so apparently, Dave and Mike were true. Everything else was, you know, creative license.
Okay.
So there were some brothers. So if they were Stangles, I don't know. But yeah, Dave and Mike, yeah, it's based off of those two guys. So, okay. So, but it just makes you kind of wonder, you know, what really happened. But yeah, so
what did you guys think?
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I loved it.
What did you think, Mariano?
I thought it was really funny. I thought it was nothing new, but it was really funny.
Nothing new, but really funny. Okay.
Yeah.
So you think this is going to be something that's quick to be forgotten, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I liked Wedding Crashers better, and this is pretty much that to me.
You felt like this was Wedding Crashers? This whole movie was about Wedding Crashers. Yeah. Okay, I could see this being Wedding Crashers, but
I can't see that because Wedding Crashers wasn't about destroying the party.
Not to be so literal about their crashing a wedding, but just it's a movie about two guys taking dates to weddings, except Wedding Crashers was funnier to me.
This is like a woman's Wedding Crasher where, like, this time the women crashed a wedding.
Okay, I can see that.
I like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson better than Zac Efron and, you know, and
Adam Devine.
And like Anna Kendrick, I love her, but the, you know, we were just talking about this too, but this is one of those ones that it was really funny and then became just a little bit too try hard. You know, like it pushed it too far where it's like a joke was really funny and I was like, oh man, I'm actually laughing at this movie, which is rare. Like I'll chuckle, but then after a while I'm like, okay, I get it. Let's move along now. And,
okay, I think some of it was over the top, but I still enjoyed it anyway. It wasn't.
I enjoyed it too. It was just a little like I just liked Wedding Crashers better. That doesn't mean I didn't like this movie.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
So so for those who don't know, the premise is about these two brothers who, whenever there's a family get together, it starts off nice once they're there, and then it just ends up badly because of the two of them and their interactions and how they just kind of mess up the whole thing for everybody. So their parents say, well, for your sister's wedding, you guys need to bring dates. We need to make sure that you're going to behave. And at first they're like, we don't want to do that. We don't get riled up. We're fine. And then, you know, the parents show them proof of their mishaps. And they convinced them. Okay, yeah, we'll get dates. So what's funny to me is when I was watching this film, I was reminded a little bit of Coming to America in regards to...
The movie or when you literally came to America?
The movie. Okay. The movie because... you didn't let me finish.
Well, America, that's interesting. What do you mean?
Well, I'm about to tell you guys, okay? If you could just let me talk. In regards to when there were auditioning dates and they were sitting at the restaurant meeting the different women, very similar to Coming to America in that regard, if you remember that.
Yeah, I
was just watching that, yeah.
Yeah, remember when Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy were sitting there meeting the different women who wanted to be his wife? And they were, the look of shock on their faces with the different women they were meeting. Same thing happened with Mike and Dave.
Yeah. I don't know about Coming to America, but I really liked Mike and Dave for just – I liked the cast. I liked everybody that was in it. I love Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza.
Okay, I was talking about that similarity.
Yeah, no.
It's the same scene is what I'm saying. It's a similar scene.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's almost exactly the same is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, that part. I mean, they have that auditioning thing in several different kind of shows, though, the whole – trying to find that matchmaking
but
thing.
That
everyone's
started
all
like
terrible.
Yeah, but that started like in Coming to America, just to let you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you were saying about the film?
I liked it. I liked the cast. I thought the jokes were funny. It seemed like a big Workaholics episode, but with more variety in it. And I guess with Adam Devine.
Devine.
Yeah. Devine is everyone prefers to call him.
Uh-huh. As Mike Stengel.
Yeah, he anything that he's in, he's kind of like that, right? He is being this character in Workaholics.
I haven't seen that much of him. I've seen him before, but yeah, I've never watched Workaholics, so I couldn't comment on that. So,
I mean, besides a few things like Modern Family, I mean, he tends to play the guy that kind of goes overboard with things, right? The kind of cringeworthy thing.
I wouldn't know because I don't know if I've seen him in anything else, and if I have, I can't remember what it was. So, what were you saying, Mariano?
Did you watch Pitch Perfect?
No, not at all. Okay. Had no desire to.
Did you see that show, The Office?
I saw it in passing. This wasn't my cup of tea at all. Okay. I didn't care for that show
Pitch
at
Perfect
all.
Pitch Perfect wasn't my cup of tea, but I urge you to give it a watch. It's really funny. Anna Kendrick's in it. Adam Devine is in it. And I know like it's a cappella singers in college, but the comedy is actually pretty funny.
I'll think about that. Like I said, the trailer, they made two of those. I didn't like the whole premise of that, actually. So,
I didn't watch the second one.
Yeah.
But back to this movie, though. Mm-hmm. It was good. I don't know. It was just – I just got the sense that, like, without the jokes, you can kind of just call out exactly what's going to happen, like, second by second. And it just – to me, I need kind of more than that. Like, if I'm going to – go to watch a movie, you know what we were talking about, where you want to be like immersed in the world, like BFG, and and this one just didn't do that. It just felt like a kind of funny conversation that I'm having with friends, but I've had funnier.
But that's kind of a bigger challenge to do when it comes to a comedy like this compared to something like a Steven Spielberg movie. I mean,
I agree, but it's, to me at least, it's been done, you know.
Well, I like what Jordan said earlier about this being like a female version of Wedding Crashers, because in a sense it was. Once, you know, Anna Kendrick, you know, who plays Alice, and Aubrey Plaza, who plays Tatiana, once they come into the scene, they really start driving the film. And it's really funny.
I think that they did a lot of caring. But I think the cast, the chemistry, I think it really worked out well. And I think that that's what made the movie really enjoyable, was Aubrey Plaza being completely insane. And Andrew Kendrick being just,
insane as well.
Yeah, just a huge drunk.
I think they were kind of worse than the brothers.
But I think that's the thing. They were both. To me, I felt like all four of them were equally bad. And that's what made the movie enjoyable, was just the entire world so straight man, to where they're the terrible, funny guy that's just going to constantly.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
Make everything worse.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was cool.
It's not something that you're gonna. I mean, you're right, Marion. It's not something that you're gonna want to watch again and again. It's not something that's going to be the instant classic. But it's.
I'm gonna buy.
I'm glad
though.
It's on, though. I mean, I'm glad that I did see it. It was definitely worth the watch.
I don't buy too many comedies. I'll watch them in the theater, but I don't buy too many. I would definitely. I'm gonna buy this. I enjoyed it that much. It's a good, lighthearted film. It was fun. So. I think it's good enough for that. So, I'll watch comedies, but I don't usually buy them. And they have to be really good. And to me, this was good enough.
What would you rate this, Keith?
I was just about to say.
I'd give it like an 8.5.
Okay, so We did Secret Life of Pets, and that was a 9.
Yes.
Okay, so this
yes. is very But those close. Are two different types of comedies though. Yeah. One's a family comedy and one is an adult comedy. Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I would definitely buy this. So,
what about you, Mariana?
I would give this movie, I'm going to go with like a 7.5.
7.5?
Okay.
I'd give it a seven.
Than a six. Okay, well, yeah. So I guess I liked it more than everybody else, but we all liked the film.
I really did like it, but as far as a comedy, it's not something that's going to be something we're going to revisit in, a decade. Or if we did, it would take a decade for me to be like, okay, let's watch it again now. That being said, it's something that I definitely want
to... Dude, really?
Not a decade, but, it's something that I would only watch it again. I wouldn't do it by myself, but just to show someone else. So it's good enough to show someone else... the film, but not enough to want to see it on my own.
Yeah, I agree. If it's already on, I'll sit and finish it, but I won't go, I wouldn't put it on.
Yeah, you wouldn't go out of your way. This isn't oh my God,
I'd definitely put it in my collection, and if, the mood strikes me, I would definitely put it on. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but if the moon strikes you, legend hasn't that you turn into something.
You don't like me when I'm mad. I turn into the Hulk, so it's all good. Or a werewolf. Either one is fine with me.
Hulk Wolf?
Yes, there you go.
So, we got to go to commercial break.
I think so.
Back,
yes.
We will talk about Green Room.
Yes, definitely. With Patrick Stewart and Anton Yelchin. In a minute. Commercials, love them.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we kind of really liked that movie we reviewed, Mike and Dave's, but not too much. But right now we're going to be talking about a different movie that's not Mike and Dave Needs Wedding Dates. It is, in fact, Green Room, starring Patrick Stewart and Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
Yes, the late, great, really amazing actor.
Yes.
This is one of his last movies that he's done, with the exception of Star Trek.
It comes out soon, yeah. So this movie is basically, the premise is about a punk band, a struggling punk band on the road trying to make their gigs. They get stiffed out of one gig, and the guy who stiffs them sets them up with a whole new gig. And let's just say they wind up wishing that they never took that gig that he hooked up for them. Anton Yelchin plays Pat, and Patrick Stewart plays Darcy, who is basically the villain and the owner of the nightclub. And what happens is that let's just say, after Pat's band performs, they're ready to go, and they're not able to. A chain of events happen, and they wind up being stuck inside the bar.
We could say that's in the synopsis. They witness a violent act and backstage, and the entire movie is them trying to get away from this weird, crazy punk playing club. So yeah, it's a movie that I guess it's a lot of suspense. It's a lot of trying to escape a gruesome situation, and Anton Yelchin is in it. So Yelchin,
yes,
which huge fan of, and I think he does an amazing job along with Patrick Stewart. So,
and it also stars Imogene Poots, and
I knew she looked familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, it stars her, and
she's also
great. She plays Amber in the film.
She was also in Pop Star, a movie that we already reviewed recently.
Oh, yeah.
And Need for Speed a little while back.
There you go. So, and I still feel like she should be an alt-rock singer with that name. So, so fellas, what do you guys think of the film? I want to chime in last on this one. I'm going to let you guys take the reins, please.
All right, let me Can I jump into this one first?
Yeah, no, please do.
This movie, you know, it's funny. I was just telling someone like a couple days ago that it's really hard when you have like a horror movie craving. It's really hard to find one that's good and appropriately scary because it's not pointless and gory. Like there's actual thought, there's actual reason to fear. And it's almost that stigma to me where if there's absolutely no hope, then there's no reason to even invest in the movie. But when things are so close, like they could go either way, then you're kind of on the edge of your seat because you're like, oh man, they're so close yet so far away. And this movie totally held my attention. And it was like, it was one of those rare movies that made me cringe. I never cringe when I see, you know, nasty things happen in these types of movies. And this one got me good. Like a
few
times.
Now, is it a good cringe or is it like, kind of like whenever you're watching Workaholics they do something?
Not like a disapproval cringe. Cringe like, ew, that was nasty cringe, you know, but in a good way.
Okay, so good nasty cringe. I don't know if I have a lot of good nasty cringes. I mean, but I think if I did, this movie definitely does fill up that void pretty well. I mean,
right?
They do balance that very. They balance it whenever it's something that's really disturbing to see. And
exactly.
At the same time, it's not something that's repulsive. It's not like Human Centipede where it's just what? Why am I watching this at this point?
Exactly, but also I want to make it clear it's not cringeworthy as in oh that was a stupid thing to do. It's cringeworthy as in oh that's gross, but you know in a good way considering the feel of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So but, you liked it a lot. Is that what you're saying?
I liked it a lot, but that was just one piece of it. I liked I think that the characters were like a very appropriate level of crafty yet helpless.
Okay.
And I think that they did some things that weren't so like on the beaten path. They, you know, because you expect in those movies like, okay, you know, there's kind of a linear thing that you'd expect. Like we need to do this, 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 and then we're out of here.
Yeah.
These guys did pretty much none of that.
Well, I think it's just normal people being stuck in a hopeless situation. And
exactly, but that's what I mean. Is they
I think
were hopeless, and they should have been. They were
movies.
Just a band, you know. I one thing that bothers me about movies like House of the Dead, which I know is a game, but they made a movie. But I hate when like the victims, they get themselves some kind of weapon, and then all of a sudden they're like the best shot on the planet, and they're never scared, and they're never bothered. These people were like appropriately helpless. They were still adamant with making moves and trying to get out, but they were like. Like I honestly felt like if I was in this position, I would have been freaked out to the degree that they were, while trying to hold it together to the degree that they were.
You felt like the movie was very believable.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well Keith, you got to say something now. I mean, what did you think?
Well, what do you think first?
I liked it. I liked it for. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to because this is Anton Yelchin's. One of his last movies, and I've been a big fan of his work for somebody that can't pronounce his first name and his last name perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
To me, though, it did feel like kind of a letdown. Because I was expecting a lot being, you know, oh, I don't have much left to watch from him. I enjoyed the movie to a good point, but not something that I don't think I'm going to come back to immediately for a while. I think that there are better horror movies out there, and I hate to say that I was really expecting something great from it.
So, yeah, it's definitely not the best horror movie out there, but it to me was very good. Again, just because of the craftiness of the characters and because of how I love when there's like a good dichotomy going on. Like Patrick Stewart is a villain and that I love that you have to hate him because he's so smart and so devious, but you have to love him because he's so smart and so devious. You know, like there's just that you have to like you in a weird way you almost have to respect that.
Mm.
You know, considering it's a movie, you know, and none of this is truly happening. But I love, you know, like when those movies, like to me, The Purge, when we did, you know, it was just too simple, too like typecast, too like, okay, I'm a villain and I'm just a villain. And, you know, and this wasn't that. Like these people were, they had things kind of going for them. You know, they were intelligent. I liked it.
Well, so I felt the film started off strong. And then it just fell apart for me. I didn't care for it. I thought it was there was no common sense. Remember how I tell you guys how I'm a real stickler about common sense in horror films? And I felt like, you know, at a point where they started conversing with Patrick Stewart's character, Darcy, you know, for these punk rockers, they just seem to get really dumb really quick. I felt like they were just too naive, and it just, yeah, I didn't care for that. I felt like there was a lot of lack of common sense throughout the film, once from the middle part on. And I felt it started off real strong, and then it took a turn I didn't like. It just started agitating me.
I propose to you the idea that I completely agree that there was a lack of common sense, but I'm trying to make the point that it was an appropriate amount of lack of common sense, because you're right. They are just young punk rockers. What do they know about this situation? And, you know, so I respect the fact, because if they would have just been like, okay, this is what it is, now let's, you know, run Code Blue. Like that, if they were to be too like professional and just ready, that would have been like, really, you know, these young kids.
There wouldn't
but
have been a
if
film.
They would have been too naive and just scream their heads off and not do anything, uh-huh. That also would have been annoying. Like most modern horror movies, you know?
I don't think that the movie was able to hold me as long as I wanted it to, but I understand where they were going through, because in a movie you have to understand that like the right thing to do doesn't always come to somebody that's terrified or has never been in a situation like this before and has never had.
Well, not even just that, but imagine that situation
like
for anyone. You
it's,
know?
It's like but, a tire falling down, and you're like, "Come on, dude, change the tire!" But they, yeah, you know, I mean, they can't right now. They don't have the tool, or maybe they're it's way too cold, or they've never changed a tire.
But the stupidity that came, like I said, once they start talking with Darcy's character. You know,
careful for spoilers, Keith.
That's why I said. That's why I said. All I said was once they started talking to him, I just didn't care for that. It just let me down from that point on. I didn't like it.
Which was pretty in the beginning of the movie.
Was it early on or was it like the middle?
No, that was pretty early on. That was the whenever they rolled the ball, you know, the rock to the hill, and then that was whenever things started doing the downhill roll.
I feel like that was in the middle of the film,
probably a quarter.
Well, because, I mean, you know, the beginning of the film, they're on the road, they're doing their thing, they play this bad gig, and then they wind up getting the new gig. So I guess maybe it's kind of early, middle-ish. All right, that's fine. Yeah. But I just didn't, like I said, I didn't care for it from that point on.
So you were disappointed for a majority of the movie.
Yeah, I was. The ending was kind of cute, but because I was so disappointed with what happened leading up to it, it wasn't strong enough. Like I said, it had a great plot. I liked how it started, and I saw the promise of it because you're right. They're young punk rockers. You know, they haven't been in a situation before. That whole premise was interesting and cool, but I felt like, you know, there had to be some common sense amongst the four of them. Somebody should have been like, okay, nah, man, I'm not feeling this.
Well, somebody have to do something. Kind of was.
Well,
I feel like we're getting dangerously close to spoiler territory with this.
Yeah,
one.
Well,
somebody was definitely kind of, you know, alpha there for a while.
You just think that they could have been more competent, Keith and Mariana. You think that they were plenty competent and they were believably competent.
No, I'm not arguing that they were pretty competent, because I don't think that they were. But I'm arguing that considering who they're supposed to be, they were appropriately competent for who they're supposed to be.
And that's fair. And I felt like they should have been smarter than what they were for who they were supposed to be. So I guess we just disagree on that. But we have to go to a break. And when we get back, we'll do the wrap up of both films.
Sounds good.
All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. We just reviewed two movies. Welcome back. It's glad to have all of you guys here. So after those two movies that we just reviewed, I think we're going to do our wrap-up now. So.
Yes. I did want to say this, though, in regards to The Green Room. Was the acting good? Yes. Did Patrick Stewart play a very good bad guy? Yes. I'm enjoying him so much more now that Star Trek Next Generation is over. I'm actually enjoying him more as an actor than when he was on that series. That's just me. But yeah, so he did a good job. Anton Yelchin did a good job. I mean, yeah, the cast did a good job with the direct. I mean, with their acting. Imogene Poots, everybody else. I mean, they were believable, but like I said, I wanted them to be smarter than what they were, and I got agitated. So
Star Trek Next Generation's been on for a while. You've been liking Patrick Stewart for...
No, I have not been.
Well, that series has been off since 1994.
And I've just started appreciating him since probably last year when he started doing Blunt Talk.
Okay, okay, yeah.
on Stars. So, like I said, so I like to see him do these type of roles. So life after Star Trek is what I like with him.
Life after Star Trek, the name of his upcoming movie.
Mariano, you there?
Yep, I'm listening. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, So on the scale of 1 to 10, I give this movie a 5. So
I give this movie like an 8.5.
Going to give it a 6. I feel in the middle between you guys.
Okay, that's fair.
Bridge between you both, I feel.
Yeah, so yeah, that's fair.
But not a bad movie. There was a lot of things I didn't like about it. I'm not going to go back to it, but I think I wanted it to be better. I don't know if Anton Yelchin's kind of put it really high expectations in my mind.
Because his acting was fine.
Acting was phenomenal in the movie.
Yeah.
But I think that's just him. I think that he's great acting in whatever movie he's done. Whatever I've seen him in, I've liked him. Even if I didn't like the movie. But I was hoping could be something that would be a really good...
I like when movies inject a little bit of... I don't know about reality because I don't know how real this is, but a little bit of kind of subtext. Of like, I love almost when I get that like How It's Made. You know that show How It's Made?
Yeah, I've heard of How It's Made.
I get that kind of effect while watching a movie. Like how you understand what the red laces mean. And you know, like little things that... Just little tidbits of information that you're like, oh, okay. For some reason, that like appeases me mentally. I feel like I'm learning something at the same time.
Okay.
That's a nice way to feel, like you're learning something,
sure.
Right?
Like I said, hey, yeah. So
you can I ask you guys,
yes.
Because we were just talking about their level of like competence in dealing with these situations.
Yes.
And to me, it's really hard to find movies where the people are smart, crafty. So Keith and Jordan, if you guys can name me maybe your like favorite two or three movies, horror movies, where the victims or the killers are like competent, crafty, intelligent.
You know what I really enjoyed recently that I saw? The movie Hush. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I did see Hush. Yeah,
I did. If I can compare it, I think Hush was really nice because...
Is that with Michael Douglas?
No, I don't believe so. Hush is a movie about a deaf woman trying to escape a killer.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Okay.
And, I think that the ingenuity that she had and the the fear that she had, yet the fearlessness that she carried was very impressive. And if we're talking about movies where someone's going out against the odds, I think that she made a way better, you know, movie than The Shallows. Or
I think
for me,
The Conjuring 1 and Conjuring 2, definitely. I think those were smart horror films, realistic, gritty. I enjoyed them. I enjoyed everything about them. So, if that helps you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Those were great movies.
Yeah. So, that to me, that's good horror film writing. It was realistic. I mean, it was, yeah. And they even talked about, you know, things that are fake and phony in regards to what you might think a haunted house is. So, I enjoyed all of that. So,
yeah.
But
and I like that too, right? How in the their own movie, they're like, actually, a lot of times this is just this, mm-hmm. and it's rarely a haunting. That's what I mean. Of I love that.
Yes.
You know?
So I also throw in there real quick. Well, Scream is great. The first Scream is great. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. The first Scream is great, and I also throw in for like a horror thriller suspense, The Perfect Guy, with Michael Ealy and Sanaa Lathan. That's an excellent film too. That's written well and it's very clever. So I like that. Common sense is used in that one as well. So, but yeah, so that's 1 for Green Room or 1.5 for Green Room.
Yeah, I'd say that's 1.5 for Green Room.
That's fine.
All Rather, that was a rental.
Yeah, and that's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd say that's one and a quarter. But yeah, you can find that in your nearest Red Box.
Yes, yeah, so we've got to tell you that. So yeah, that's a rental.
It is now available in DVD.
Yeah,
so
our first movie rental. So.
I think it's worth checking out if you've already seen other movies along these lines, like Hush and like movies that are survival horrors.
Yeah, so. I can't recommend it, but I understand. And then Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
And they did, and they do, and they did a good job.
Yeah, I loved it. So
I did. It was fun. It was something that you can turn your brain off to. And there were some parts where I did laugh out loud, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm not giving that movie enough credit. I just want to say, like, as far – it doesn't stay timeless like a lot of comedies.
It made me laugh more than I was – more than I planned on laughing. Let me say that. Yeah. So I laughed a lot more than I thought I was going to.
I think that happened to me, too.
I laughed a lot harder than I thought I was.
You know, after we talked about it for a little bit, it's easier to say the things that I love because I do have a lot of pleasant memories just watching
the movie. it was a fun film. So and they surprised me.
The cast did a great job. That was definitely something worth seeing. Go see it in theaters. It was worth it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So Desert Island, it's all Mike and Dave's?
Yeah. Well, ask Mariano. I don't know. You might want Green Room. I don't know.
No, I'd go Green Room.
You'd go Green Room?
Oh, yeah.
So we have yet to get the trifecta on the island.
Yeah.
It's coming, though, right? I'm sure it's coming.
I think we had it last episode,
did
right?
Did we?
We did it last episode.
No. Secret Life of Pets was Keith.
Oh, that's right.
See? Yeah. See? There you go.
I'm pretty sure we got it at one point, but yeah, it's coming soon again.
Yeah, so. Well, right on. So, what did I want to mention to you guys? We're almost out of time. But, so next week for new movies, check it out. We will be reviewing the new Ghostbusters film.
All right.
The Infiltrator.
Oh, yeah. With Bryan Cranston.
So I'm looking for that. So make sure you stay tuned next week for those movies. They should be a lot of fun.
I'm excited for Ghostbusters. Yes. I'm excited for Bryan Cranston.
Who are you going to call? Yes.
Us. Both of them. For the review.
Exactly.
I'm nervous for Ghostbusters because I want it to be good.
Well, me you know too. What? We have to keep open minds. I love Melissa McCarthy. She's the bomb.
I've got a very open mind. I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, the cast actually looks good, so I'm looking forward to it. So, all right, but once again, thanks again for listening. We do appreciate all of you who listen to who we are and what we do. You can always like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud. Mariano, am I missing anything?
GSMCpodcast.com. And Golden State Media Concepts Network, Twitter and Instagram.
Right on.
Perfect, yeah.
Well, this is Keith, and that's
Jordan.
And that's
Mariano.
And we will see you somewhere out in space.
Get your own, dude.